Live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, time now for Prep Football Talk, shining a spotlight on the high school football scene throughout the mid-state. Now in its eighth season, Prep Football Talk is brought to you by Freeman Webb, Nissan of Cool Spring, the U.S. Army, Long's Insurance Agency, Sam's Sports Place, and Speedway Motors. And now, here are the hosts of Prep Football Talk, Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, and Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you're having a great, great weekend. What a beautiful, beautiful weekend it is. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb right here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Jonathan Najjar running things. Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, Greg Pogue here. And week nine is in the books, meaning only two more weeks remaining of the regular season, and the playoffs are here. We had some action Thursday. Not a full schedule, right, because of a lot of fall breaks. I know Innsworth, who we have on the, which we have on this station every Friday night, had their bye week. So not a full slate.
Well, you're right, Greg, but these next two, you'll get most of it, especially the last week, obviously. There's a few teams that have off these last 2 weeks, but not many.
You know, Craig, we got a guy sitting in between us here. You know, he vowed to get this week zero off, and, instead of week 10. Now
Bubba,
week,
you had to bring that up.
I know, but,
you?
You know, it hadn't been brought up in a while. So
we went 7 years, and we went talking about week zero, and nothing was mentioned in year eight, and now you've got to mention
it. And brought it up. You know, that's that ship sailed. They finally figured it out. So, yeah, we have, it's an 11-week season, go 1 through 11. So we're week nine right now. It started Thursday night, and I know we'll be looking ahead at later on at the end of the show, but let me tell you also what we've got going on. Our prep spotlight coming up in about 15 minutes. Gallatin running back Spencer Briggs and the Gallatin coach Chad Watson. Also, our prep legend, maybe not old enough to be a legend, but had a wonderful college career at Oakland, signed with the University of Tennessee, one of the top offensive line prospects in the country. Jack Jones out of Oakland High School will join us, and he was entered into the Oakland Hall of Fame last night at the Oakland Riverdale game. So, yeah, if he's in a Hall of Fame, he can be a legend, is the way I figured, although he's probably, 26 years old, something like that. So we got that going on throughout the show as well. And let's get right to it. Thursday night, BGA 48-0 win at home against Lincoln County.
Bucknell commit quarterback Nick Simpton-Felter passes for 171 yards and a touchdown. That win by BGA snaps a three-game losing streak. So, BGA back on the winning ways.
Cane Ridge 42-13 over Hillsboro. Cane Ridge now 6-2.
Big win for Cane Ridge over big rival Hillsboro. Cane Ridge's Tyrod Good scored three touchdowns, including an 85-yard kickoff return. Quarterback Xavion Clemens was 14 of 22 for 213 yards and two touchdowns, while teammate Adontel Mitchell, six catches for 95 yards in the win.
Old rivalry back in the day, Stratford and East Nashville. And I mean, way back in the day, before Bubba Day. And Stratford winning at 14-7, and a little history made in this one.
Absolutely, Greg. Spartans running back James Moore had a state record 56 carries for 239 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Huge win for Stratford in this was an upset. I'll say it's an upset. East Nashville obviously came in just with one loss, but Stratford with a big win. And guys, I'll say this quickly, the big turnaround for them last year, they made the playoffs and made that run after they had a tough regular season with all the turmoil there, and they've just continued it this year.
Yeah, well, with the win, Stratford goes to 6-2 also now.
Yep. Hunter's Lane, a 53-8 winner at Glencliff. Coach Bubba, just happy to see Glencliff playing some football.
Yeah, and I tell you what, this is the first time, I think, in a few years at Hunter's Lane. This is their second victory of the season. DeMarquez Johnson, 17 rushes for 243 yards and five touchdowns in the win. Again, it's just great to see Glen Cliff staying alive and the kids doing what they're doing at Glen Cliff.
Watertown 7-1 now, 42-8 win at Jackson County. Overton got its first win of the year over winless Antioch, 42-0. White County 21-18 over Clay County. So those were the Thursday night games. Last night, Beach now 8-0 with a 55-7 win over winless Station Camp. That just doesn't sound right, does it?
No.
Winless Station Camp. And Page now 7-1 with a 38-7 win at Columbia.
Patriots quarterback Cade Walker passes for 129 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Also rushed for another score. Huge win. Huge region win for Page here.
Cornersville 41-21 over Richland. DeKalb County 26-13 over Macon County. Independence 41-0 at Dixon County.
Indy's quarterback Ethan Cash 17 of 29 for 228 yards and four touchdowns, while teammate Chase Bishop six catches for 118 yards and two touchdowns, while Jack Phillips had six carries for 121 yards and a score to lead Independence last night.
Summertown, Eagleville, a couple of pretty good football teams. They both went into this game 5-2, Eagleville winning it 13-7 at home.
You're right, Greg. Great ball game here. Eagleville quarterback Trevor Griffin passes for 145 yards and a touchdown. Also rushed for 115 yards and another score. Big win. Eagleville now 6-2 on the season.
Westmoreland falling 27-6 at East Robertson. Forest is now 8-0, 28-0 over Community. Brentwood, 33-7 winner over Franklin, and the Bruins are 7-1.
Yeah, Brentwood's Cade Grandsile, 19 of 24, 258 yards and two touchdowns. Also had 10 carries for another 43 yards and two scores to lead the Brentwood Bruins. Teammate Aaron Walton, he had three catches for 79 yards and a touchdown, while Franklin's quarterback Connor Beavan, 10 of 13, 101 yards and a score.
Franklin County 15-14 over Lipscomb Academy. Middle Tennessee Christian 60-22 at Grace Christian in Franklin. Friendship Christian, a 6-2 record now after a 58-8 win over Mount Juliet Christian.
Big win for Friendship last night. It sole possession of first place in the region. Friendship's quarterback Justin Seagrave, six carries for 128 yards and three touchdowns, and was 4-4 for in passing for 148 yards and also a touchdown. Teammate Jaheim Robinson, five carries for 104 yards and two touchdowns for Friendship's victory.
Yeah, Gallatin coach Spencer Briggs and our guest Chad Watson, they'll be in a good mood here in a little while. 8-0 on the season, the Green Wave. 27-8 win over their rival, Hendersonville.
Gallatin running back Spencer Briggs rushes for 192 yards on 26 carries and a pair of touchdowns. This is the best start for Gallatin since they were 10-0 in the regular season in 2006.
Cool. It's good when Gallatin's good. It really is. Giles County 42-0 over Republic. CPA a 44-14 winner at Good Pasture.
CPA, the Lions racked up a total of 483 yards in total offense last night. Andrew Whitley, 89 yards and two touchdowns. And Tyler Reed also added 87 yards rushing for the Lions last night in their win. It improves their record to just 3-6.
Fayetteville 8-0 with a 30-17 win at Gordonsville. Waverly beat Houston County 21-14. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb here, going over the Week 9 scores with Craig Ladd and Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue here. Kings Academy 17-14 over DCA. McGavick 28-21 winner at Laverne. Stewart's Creek is now 7-1 with a 17-7 win at Lebanon.
Quarterback Alex Crink passes for 175 yards and a touchdown. Running back Amari Jelks rushes for 160 yards and a score for Stewart's Creek.
Lewis County 37-6 over Loretto. Marshall County 45-13 over winless Spring Hill. Chattanooga McCauley remains undefeated and 8-0 with a 48-21 win over Father Ryan. That was a region game last night. Moore County 22-12 over Huntland. Oak Ridge wins 41-34 at Mount Juliet. Nashville Christian is 8-0 with a 57-7 win over visiting Jackson Christian.
Big win for Nashville Christian last night. Quarterback Matt McClary, he was 11 of 17 for 179 yards and two touchdowns, while teammate Jalen Morris caught four passes for 113 yards and also a touchdown.
Nolensville 23-10 over Maplewood, and Nolensville now 8-0.
Nolensville's Tim Kutras had 6 catches for 60 yards, also had 3 tackles and an interception. As you mentioned, Greg, Nolensville 8-0 on the year.
Yeah, Oakland also 8-0, 31-14 winner over Riverdale last night in the Battle of the Borough.
Jordan Brown for Oakland had 18 carries for 134 yards and a touchdown, and teammate Tim Pinnell added 95 yards, 2 touchdowns on just 11 carries. Drew Smith led Riverdale with 16 carries for 109 yards last night.
Pearl Cone 56-0 over Whites Creek, now 8-0. Huntington now 9-0 with a 55-0 win at Perry County. MUS, a 36-33 win over Pope John Paul II. Ravenwood, 7-1, 38-0 over Smyrna. Blackman, 48-13 at Rockville. And a big one here, Shelbyville 42-25 over visiting Summit.
Big win for the Golden Eagles, now 7-1 on the year. Running back DeMarcus Smalls rushes for 121 yards and a touchdown. Quarterback Cade Cunningham passes for 2 touchdowns. As I mentioned before, a huge region win for Shelbyville. Looks like they're going to end up finishing 2nd in that region behind Page.
Sequatchie County 34-7 over York Institute. Cookeville 35-28 at Windlass. Siegel 52-14 winner. Smith County over Cannon County. Springfield 27-12 winner over Portland.
Springfield's quarterback, Kevontaeus Hudson, had 30 carries for 277 yards and 3 touchdowns, while Portland's Caleb Mandrell was 9 of 13 passing for 69 yards and also had 17 carries for 46 yards and 2 touchdowns in the loss at Portland.
Stone Memorial 49-6 over Cumberland County. Columbia Academy 28-8 winner at Tipton Rosemark. Davidson Academy 28-13 at Trinity Christian. Trousdale County now 7-1, blanking Cascade 44-0. Tullahoma 30-7 over Lawrence County. Upperman 7-1, 42-0 win over Windlass Grundy County. Warren County 42-20 over Coffee County. Wayne County 35-0 over McEwen, getting the first win of the season. Creekwood is 7-1 with a 35-28 win at White House. And wrapping it up, Mount Pleasant 47-13 winner at Zion Christian. Week 9 is in the books. Only 2 more weeks remaining of the prep football regular season, and then we are into the playoffs. Bottom of the hour, our prep legend, former Oakland and Vol for lifer, Jack Jones will join us. And right after this break, our prep spotlight, Gallatin running back Spencer Briggs and his coach Chad Watson, right here from the Goggin Coldall Studios. You're listening to Prep Football Talk.
More than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb Apartment Communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
You already know about Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill and their track record for featuring the best eats and the best seats for every game. But did you know that all 5 Middle Tennessee locations have become the new favorite lunch spot from 11 to 3 with daily specials featuring made-from-scratch food prepared fresh daily. From soups to salad dressings. And patty burgers and battered chicken. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. With locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory on the Lake at Turtle Bay, and their new Nippers Corner location. Be sure to visit Sam's Place.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices, plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service, just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
Long's Insurance Agency in Brentwood is a multiple-line insurance agency for all your insurance needs. From investments to group and individual health, Long's Insurance Agency only represents A-rated insurance carriers. Since 2000, Long's Insurance Agency features 4 decades of insurance business experience with owner Bobby Long and his daughter, MTSU grad Twyla Long. Located at 104 East Park Drive, Suite 306 in Brentwood, the hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Give Bobby and Twyla a call, 615-371-6630. That's Long's Insurance Agency.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army. If you're in the market for a quality pre-owned car or truck, then visit Speedway Motors at 103 Southeast Broad Street in Murfreesboro. For 45 years, Speedway Motors has sold all makes and models at a reduced price because they don't have the huge overhead of a new car store or CarMax dealership. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected before sale. Financing is available to everyone, even those with challenged credit and often with no down payment. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Go online to speedwaymotors.com or call 615-904-9303. That's Speedway Motors.
Hey, it's Jonathan Schaefer. Join me, Greg Pogue, and Dan Bradley for Ensworth Tigers football.
It is a touchdown for the Ensworth Tigers!
Tune in Friday nights this fall for Ensworth Tigers football.
Still on his feet! It is a touchdown! What an effort for the TOA touchdown!
Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
25, and now close to the 20-yard line, and a sonic first down!
Your home of the Ensworth Tigers is right here on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb right here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, Johnny Ballpark Franks, his countdown to kickoff show. And then WKU 3-0 in conference play. We got the Hilltoppers this afternoon, 2 o'clock pregame, 3 o'clock kickoff. And then tonight, we will be carrying the Michigan at Penn State game right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Time now for our prep student athlete presented by, as a matter of fact, the U.S. Army. Greg, do the honors.
Well, this guy has exploded onto the scene, Greg. He transferred in from Virginia, moved in. His mother got a job and had an injury plague last season, even though he rushed for 189 yards, had a nagging groin injury. And then this year has been outstanding. Talk about Spencer Briggs, running back, 5'11", 190 pounds. He's rushed for 1,303 yards so far this season, including last night's 192-yard effort in the win over Henderson. Got an average of over 8 yards per carry, 13 touchdowns this season. This is the big one here, guys. And this guy we had on our show is one of our top athletes. Get station camp, rushed for 313 yards along with 4 touchdowns at 313 yards rushing. Set a school record previously held by current Georgia Tech running back Jordan Mason, who we've had on to the show. He followed that effort up the next game against Hillsboro with 284 yards and another 4 touchdowns.
All right, let's bring in Gallatin coach Chad Watson and running back Spencer Briggs. First, coach, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you, coach. Spencer, good morning.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I appreciate it. And, Coach, I'll just go right to you. It's got to be a good feeling to wake up on Saturday morning 8-0.
Yeah, it is always a good feeling to wake up after a win. And it's something we've got to do a lot this year, which we're thankful for. And we're excited about it. And we'll let the guys enjoy it today. But we got to huge one next week for sure.
But everyone knows the tradition of Gallatin and how much that, you know, and importance not only to that community, but I think to mid-state and state football, because when Gallatin's good, it makes everybody better, I think. And there's a little bit more to it than coaching to Gallatin, just the X's and O's.
Yeah, for sure. You want to get the community involved. And one thing we've done, we've really talked to our kids a lot about the tradition of the program, and I think our kids have really bought into it, and they want to honor that, and they want to kind of leave their mark on the program, and our seniors have done a really good job taking that on.
Hey, Coach, it's Coach Bubba Spears. It's a lot easier to get going 8-0 when you turn around and hand that ball to Spencer and just say, hey, Spencer, go do what you do best, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a really, really good job. He works his butt off day in and day out, and I'm glad we got him, and I'm glad he's playing for us for sure.
Gallatin coach Chad Watson and running back Spencer Briggs with us here this morning on Prep Football Talk.
Spencer Craig Ladd, talk about you. I know your mother got a job here in the area, and you moved from Virginia. And I read a little story. You were kind of bummed out leaving your friends in Virginia. And then last year, you rushed for 891 yards, which was a great season. But, man, you had a nagging, growing injury bothered you most. But this year you've been healthy, and, man, you've just exploded onto the scene.
I was a little nervous coming down, leaving all my friends, but I came down here and the community it's overwhelming, and the brotherhood that we have down here is crazy. So I like it a lot.
You like running that football too, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Just talk to me a little bit about your approach to the game and the way you go about your business during the week and then in game night, because you know this season especially you're going to get the ball.
It's just taking it one week at a time, getting prepared for the opponents we have, knowing that each week they're going to come out and try and knock us off our streak that we have going.
Spencer, you know, I'm going to talk about that 313-yard effort against Station Camp. You know, you're in rarefied air having a running back record at Gallatin of all the stable of running backs that they have produced through the years. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment.
It was a crazy opportunity that I have. My line gave me a great opportunity to break the record that night, and it was just a crazy night.
Coach Watson, again, it's Coach Bubba Spears. Tell us a little bit about your change. You know, you're coming from one school out of Clarksville and coming down and taking a rich tradition in Gallatin. And finally, you know, you're getting them turned around. And like I said, it's been a while since they've been 8-0. And I guarantee you, when that community's behind you, it's nothing better.
Yeah, it is. I mean, coming from Clarksville, I mean, we had a pretty good team at Northeast last year. But even I think there one time we were sitting 6-0 and not near the fan support you will see at Gallatin as far as the – I mean, the crowd last night was unbelievable. They're packing the stadium every time we have a home game, and we have people in the community asking us really on a daily basis if there's anything they can do to help us out. So they're quick to let you know that they're behind us, and they really support these kids, and they've went out of their way a lot just to come up there and check on us and see if we need anything. So it's unbelievable at Gallatin. Like I tell our kids every day, you don't realize how lucky you are to get to play in this program.
Well, Coach, tell us a little bit about your team. What's worked, and what do you want to get to here down the stretch to get where you really want to be? But how did you get to 8-0? Tell us a little bit about your team.
It started in spring practice. We came in, and I think Spencer will vouch for this. We were extremely physical. A lot of Oklahoma, a lot of one-on-one, trying for us as coaches and new staff, trying to evaluate, see who should be where on the depth chart. Before we got into spring ball, I think one of the most important things that I've done is hired a really, really good coaching staff, and I've surrounded myself with top-notch coaches. I wouldn't trade my coaching staff for anybody's in the state, and it continued on hard work throughout the summer in the weight room, and our guys have just bought into what we're doing. And offensively, we hang our hat on being able to run the football and making explosive plays when we do put the ball in the air. And defensively, I think we've given up 29 points through 8 games. Guys are doing a really, really good job getting people off the field. And Coach Broder and Coach Clemens do a great job with the defense and special teams. We incorporate that into every single practice. They get daily meeting time. So, I mean, we're trying to build this thing all three phases of the football game. But our kids have been unbelievable, and they've done everything we've asked them to do.
Spencer Craig Ladd, again, with this your outburst this year, I can imagine that you've been getting a few calls from college coaches. How is that going? Who are you hearing from so far?
I'm hearing from Vanderbilt, South Carolina, and some other schools. It's a little overwhelming. It is picked up out of the blue this year. I wasn't really expecting to get as much attention as I am getting, but it's definitely
exciting in a way.
Join us, Chad Watson, Spencer Briggs, 8-0, Gallatin, I guess this coming Friday night, Coach, sets up pretty good. I'm looking at Gallatin 8-0, Beach is 8-0, and you guys have been on a collision course here for several weeks now, and you got to go over there. But what a great setting it will be for and with really the region championship on the line Friday night.
Yeah, it's a big game. It's a game that our guys have been working for. People have been trying to get us to talk about this game for a few weeks now, but we've locked in and stayed focused on what we had to do. But now the time's finally come. Nothing but respect for what Coach Crabtree does at Beach. He's a heck of a football coach, and they got a good football team. We're going to worry about Gallatin, try to continue to get better. And like you said, it's a huge football game. Not only is it for a region championship, but the way the playoffs work out this year.
Well, and
you find a way to win this one.
Well, it certainly sets up as the marquee game in the mid-state with 2-8-0 teams and rivalry. Sumner County, I mean, you'll have them. They'll be packed over there, Gallatin at Beach Friday night. Coach Chad Watson, 8-0, Gallatin. Spencer Briggs, a running back as well. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us, and continued success the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
And I said it earlier, when it's like, and I don't like these teams I'm going to mention because I'm going to give you some professional comparisons to it, because I love the Gallatin football program. When I first started doing what you and Calvin Short were, a couple of the first people, Jerry Pig, I ever met, and two out of those three weren't bad. I mean, yeah. One out of those. I mean, one out of those three wasn't so bad.
I was going to say.
Yeah. But Calvin had you know, sort of let me come in and took, you know, brought me up to dinner and everything, and the way he dealt with it, but it was really cool. Calvin Short, we've had him on as a legend, but when Gallatin's good, it's like, it's when the Yankees are good in baseball. It's when the Cowboys are good, or it's when the Lakers or Celtics are good in the NBA, or those are the teams that people either you love to hate, but they're polarizing. And Gallatin is just a great football program.
And you're right, Greg. You know, everybody has noticed Gallatin being 8-0, not just the people in Sumner County. You know, everybody's going, hey, Gallatin's got, you know. And Coach Watson, you got to give credit to him and his staff. They've come in and done a great job. I mean, you know, so.
Well, hey, you better get there early if you want a seat on Friday night.
No doubt.
Yeah, 8-0 Beach, 8-0 Gallatin for the Region 6 5A title Friday night. So we'll preview that as we get on out here a little bit later on when we look at our Week 10 games to recommend, as a matter of fact. But coming up next, it will be our Nissan of Cool Springs Legend of the Week, none other than Jack Jones. He's old enough to be a legend because he got inducted into a Hall of Fame last night. So we'll talk to Jack right after this from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices. Plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service. Just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
You already know about Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill and their track record for featuring the best eats and the best seats for every game. But did you know that all five Middle Tennessee locations have become the new favorite lunch spot from 11 to 3 with daily specials featuring made-from-scratch food prepared fresh daily. From soups to salad dressings. Hand-patted burgers and battered chicken. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. With locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory on the Lake at Turtle Bay, and their new Nipper's Corner location. Be sure to visit Sam's Place.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army. If you're in the market for a quality pre-owned car or truck, then visit Speedway Motors at 103 Southeast Broad Street in Murfreesboro. For 45 years, Speedway Motors has sold all makes and models at a reduced price because they don't have the huge overhead of a new car store or CarMax dealership. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected before sale. Financing is available to everyone, even those with challenged credit and often with no down payment. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Go online to speedwaymotors.com or call 615-904-9303. That's Speedway Motors. Long's Insurance Agency in Brentwood is a multiple-line insurance agency for all your insurance needs. From investments to group and individual health, Long's Insurance Agency only represents A-rated insurance carriers. Since 2000, Long's Insurance Agency features four decades of insurance business experience with owner Bobby Long and his daughter, MTSU grad Twyla Long. Located at 104 East Park Drive, Suite 306 in Brentwood, the hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Give Bobby and Twyla a call. 615-371-6630. That's Long's Insurance Agency.
Hey, it's Jonathan Schaefer. Join me, Greg Pogue, and Dan Bradley for Ensworth Tigers football.
It is a touchdown for the Ensworth Tigers!
Tune in Friday nights this fall for Ensworth Tigers football.
Still on its feet! It is a touchdown! What an effort for the TUA touchdown!
Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
25, and now close to the 20-yard line, and a sonic first down!
Your home of the Ensworth Tigers is right here on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb right here in the Goggin Cold Hall studios. Again, coming up 10 o'clock this morning, Johnny Ballpark Franks with his legendary countdown to kickoff tailgate show. We've got Old Dominion WKU football this afternoon, 2 o'clock the pregame, 3 o'clock kickoff. And then tonight we'll go right in from the Hilltoppers game straight into Michigan at Penn State at 6:30. Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, the TSU football coach Rod Reed show. 10 a.m. Fantasy Rescue with Zach Williams and Jonathan Jarr, who's running things for us here in the Goggin Cold Hall studios this morning. And then we got the Rams and the Falcons game tomorrow afternoon. Before we go a little bit further, I want to get it all to say something about yesterday, the news of Teresa Phillips retiring at Tennessee State University. Of course, a very close friend and associate, and worked with her on a lot of different things, obviously, the past 5 years, broadcasting all their things. But she did a heck of a job there, and a lot of times was fighting a bear with a switch.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm fortunate. You know, we all know about Kyle, you know, that played at Hillsborough, but I was fortunate to coach her younger son and Micah at East when I was at East, and there's another good kid, and I think he's working out at TSU. But I'm going to tell you what, Teresa Phillips come in and with her feet on the ground running, and I tell you what, when she leaves, her feet will be on the ground running. I mean, she's been going at it. And she's done a great job out there. I mean, you know, you won't find anybody that dislikes Teresa Phillips, and what an outstanding job she's done at TSU, and will be missed.
Absolutely, you know, and a lot, I'll echo your sentiments too, Greg, because I've been with you doing the TSU games also for 5 years, and what a classy person she is. Nothing but accolades I can give her because she's been so nice to me and been very accommodating and let me keep the job I have at TSU.
Well, that's
that's the biggest thing. She's got to be nice.
I don't know if I trust her judgment at all.
That was a
blemish on her resume.
yep. Don't put that down, Teresa.
But I'm gonna tell you what, guys. She's true big blue. Yep. No doubt.
Well, yep. So, all right, let's look ahead. Week 10, man, it's we're getting into key region games. Of course, this coming Friday night, this game will be at 7:30, 7:15 the pregame. Innsworth at Brentwood Academy with Jonathan Schaefer, Dan Bradley, Adam Johnson, myself all over there for that one. Innsworth at Brentwood Academy. And Brentwood Academy sort of on the outside looking in right now after that loss to, it's hard to believe, but after the loss to Knoxville Catholic.
Yeah, both teams have 2 weeks to prepare for this game, Greg. Innsworth still has a shot at being the top to get to the top spot in D2 Class AAA East Region, but it must win out. Tigers senior quarterback Gerard Bullock, he's had a terrific season, completing 61% of his passes for 1,080 yards, 13 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions. And as you mentioned, Greg, 4-time defending state champion, must win out in order to make the playoffs, and I'll say a chance to make the playoffs. That's not certain if they went out that they get in.
Right now, with Innsworth beating Knoxville Catholic, Knoxville Catholic beating Brentwood Academy, so you do the head to head, ABB, BBC, you know, so they're in good shape. Innsworth is right there, so very important game. Again, we'll have that Friday night right here on National Sports Radio.
Can you do that again for us? ABB, ABB, BA,
AB, you know the thing. ABB, ABB, BBC, CB.
Guys, Brentwood Academy's won the last 4 meetings with Innsworth, and last victory for Innsworth coming in 2014.
And we talked about it earlier with the Gallatin, with Coach Watson and his running back Gallatin at Beach.
Tell you what, Coach Crabtree, as Coach Watson said earlier, does a great job at Beach, and Coach Watson's come in and done a great job. They're probably lined up over there right now getting tickets, guys. The winner of this game will win the Region 6 5A title. I'm telling you this right now. Gallatin at 8-0, Hendersonville knocking off Hendersonville last night, 27-8. Defense have been stingy, only allowing 29 points to go along with 5 shutouts, and that's big, big right there. Green Wave running back, as we just had on, Spencer Briggs, rushed this year for 1,303 yards and 13 touchdowns. Beach is also 8-0 after defeating Station Camp 55-7 last night. The Bucks have one of the top defenses in the Mid-State, top offenses in the Mid-State, averaging 38 points per game. This is a surprising stat, guys. Beach has won 7 straight in the series, with Gallatin being last win in 2011.
Cane Ridge at Ravenwood. Cane Ridge, slow start. Pearlcombe, Brentwood losses. Got 6 straight, though. They're one of the hot teams, and, man, just sitting there waiting for them is Ravenwood.
Absolutely, Greg. They had a huge win on Thursday night, knocking off Hillsborough 42-13. That win streak, it's coincided with the return of junior quarterback Xavion Clemens, who's passed for 1,358 yards and 20 touchdowns this season. Of course, Ravenwood 7-1 on the season. They're lone losses to Brentwood after last night's 38-0 blanking of Smyrna. The Raptors are led offensively by quarterback Brian Garcia, Rice commit wide receiver Andrew Mason. Of course, the number one player in the state sits on the other side, defensive end Reggie Grimes, and they have a tough defense. These two schools have met up twice the last 2 years in the playoffs, with Ravenwood winning in the second round last year and then Cane Ridge winning in the quarterfinals in 2018.
Reggie Grimes, do we know where he's going yet?
He's going to make his announcement Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, of course. Yep. Dad played at Alabama, of course, Hunter's Lane in Alabama, so we'll see. But don't you think they're the leader in the clubhouse?
Well, I tell you, it's been sort of interesting. I'd say right now all the chatter is it's South Carolina.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm. Pearl at Independence. Pearl Cone is 8-0.
Big matchup next week. Pearl Cone, like I said, improved the record to 8-0, beating Watch Creek 56-0. Junior quarterback Martino Owens paces the Firebirds offense with passing over 1,000 yards in 5 games with 15 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions going into last night's game. Deshaun Wade has 16 tackles for losses, spearheads of defense. It's only allowing 11 points per game. Independence is 6-2 on the season after knocking off Dixon County 41-0 last night. The Eagles featured quarterback Ethan Cash, who has passed for 1,798 yards with 16 TDs. Wide receiver Jackson Campbell and Case Bishop, who have combined for 76 receptions for over 1,100 yards, and 13 TDs. Guys, this is the first time these two schools have met. So it's going to be a barn burner, Pearl Cone at Independence.
Columbia at Stratford, Craig.
Columbia enters the game 5-3 after falling to region foe Page last night, 38-7. The Lions are led on offense by running back Christian Biggers, who's rushed for 921 yards and six touchdowns. Stratford also 6-2. They are 6-2. They've won five straight after beating East Nashville on Thursday night, 14-7. Of course, Spartans running back James Moore set a state record in the number of carries with 56 for 239 yards against East Nashville. He's rushed for 1,530 yards along with 20 touchdowns this season. Guys, listen to this. Last five games, the senior has rushed for 1,021 yards and 15 touchdowns. Monster last five games for Moore. These two schools haven't played since 2003. With Columbia winning 19-13 in the first round of the playoffs.
All right, looking at some of the Week 10 spotlighted games. Hey, coming up after the break, had to flip some things around. When we come back, it will be our Nissan of Cool Springs Prep Legend of the Week, former Oakland High and University of Tennessee standout Jack Jones, right here from the Goggin Colt Hall Studios.
You already know about Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill and their track record for featuring the best eats and the best seats for every game. But did you know that all five Middle Tennessee locations have become the new favorite lunch spot from 11 to 3 with daily specials featuring made-from-scratch food prepared fresh daily. From soups to salad dressings. And patty burgers and battered chicken. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. With locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory on the Lake at Turtle Bay, and their new Nippers Corner location. Be sure to visit Sam's Place.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
If you're in the market for a quality pre-owned car or truck, then visit Speedway Motors at 103 Southeast Broad Street in Murfreesboro. For 45 years, Speedway Motors has sold all makes and models at a reduced price because they don't have the huge overhead of a new car store or CarMax dealership. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected before sale. Financing is available to everyone, even those with challenged credit and often with no down payment. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Go online to SpeedwayMotors.com or call 615-904-9303. That's Speedway Motors. Long's Insurance Agency in Brentwood is a multiple line insurance agency for all your insurance needs. From investments to group and individual health, Long's Insurance Agency only represents A-rated insurance carriers. Since 2000, Long's Insurance Agency features four decades of insurance business experience with owner Bobby Long and his daughter, MTSU grad Twyla Long. Located at 104 East Park Drive, Suite 306 in Brentwood, the hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Give Bobby and Twyla a call at 615-371-6630. That's Long's Insurance Agency. Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices, plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service, just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
Hey, it's Jonathan Schaefer. Join me, Greg Pogue, and Dan Bradley for Ensworth Tigers football.
It is a touchdown for the Ensworth Tigers!
Tune in Friday nights this fall for Ensworth Tigers football.
Still on its feet! It is a touchdown! What an effort for the TUA touchdown!
Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
25, and now close to the 20-yard line, and a sonic first down!
Your home.
home of the Ensworth Tigers, is right here on National Sports Radio, WNSR.
Pep Football Talk every Saturday morning. We'll do it all the way through November right here on National Sports Radio. Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, Greg Pogue running it. Hanging out here in the Goggin Coldall Studios, running things, I was going to say. Jonathan Azar, visit GogginCold.com. It is time now for our Nissan of Cool Springs Prep Legend of the Week. Craig, do the honors.
Well, one of the top offensive linemen, not top players in the Mid-State to ever come out of the Mid-State, Jack Jones from Oakland High School. As a senior in 2014, was ranked a four-star prospect, number 16 offensive tackle in the country, number 5 prospect in the state by 24/7 Sports. Was an Under Armour All-American, Class AAA Tennessee Mr. Football Lineman of the Year, junior as a senior. Posted 125 pancake blocks as a senior, was a 3-year starter, leading Oakland to a 25-3 record during his junior and senior year. Signed with the University of Tennessee, played in 9 games as a freshman and 9 as a sophomore, and then was forced to give up the game due to neck and shoulder injuries after his junior year. And most importantly, Greg, huge honor for him last night, being inducted into the Oakland Hall of Fame with Dr. Johns.
Jack, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for you know, we were talking, Jack. You know, of course, John, your father and I, good buddies, and but I was talking to you the early week. Are you old enough to be a prep legend? Well, last night you were inducted into the Oakland Hall of Fame, so yes, you're now a legend, Jack.
Well, being there with Dr. John, he's done some trip.
Let's reconnect with Jack, okay? And then maybe he can get to a different area. Let's do that, John. Jack, we're having trouble getting you coming through on your phone, so we'll just hang up and reconnect, right? What do they call that in the business? Reboot?
Reboot.
But Jack, of course, I remember you talk about pancake box, he would just maul people in high school.
Yeah, I mean, he was one of the star recruits of Butch Jones's class in that. And, you know, it's unfortunate that he had to give up the game earlier than he wanted to, I'm sure.
But it wasn't as much injuries. He had a certain malady as well that,
absolutely.
That was compressed. Yep. And it was, you know, and obviously he could have been permanently damaged. So, you know, giving it up because he was well on his way that next level thing. So. But we'll, I don't know.
All you have to do is look at who was recruiting him. I mean, you know, it wasn't just the University of Tennessee. He had Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Georgia Tech, you name it. They won outstanding high school football player, would have been an outstanding college player, you know, and who knows about going to the next level. You never know.
Yeah, and his dad, you know, good buddy and, you know, realtor down there in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, and played at Tennessee Tech. He's a heck of a football player himself. If you don't believe me, just ask him. but anyway, we're in holding pattern right now, so we're having phone issues with Jack this morning. So, anyway.
Welcome to live radio.
That's okay. Also, again, I'll go ahead and Jonathan, keep on trying, man. Just keep on rolling. We'll do want to remind you again what's coming up this weekend. 10 o'clock this morning, Johnny Ballpark Franks is countdown to kickoff tailgate show. 2 to 3 o'clock, the 2 o'clock, the pregame, 3 o'clock, the kickoff, Old Dominion at Western Kentucky. The Hilltoppers coming off a win at home over Army. And 3-0 in conference play. And then we've got the Michigan-Penn State game tomorrow night as well. Sunday morning, Rod Reed, TSU football coach Rod Reed Show. By the way, homecoming, Nissan Stadium this afternoon, 4:30 with Austin Peay, 4 o'clock. You can listen to that game with over a 102.1 FM. 10 o'clock, the Fantasy Rescue tomorrow morning with Jonathan and Zach. And then Rams and Falcons, we've got that game here. So a full weekend of programming here. Now, Bubba, you going down to Alabama, what, after the game?
No, I'm going to go down before the game.
I mean, are you coming back after the game? That's what
no,
I meant to.
We're going to stay.
That's a late game. Wow.
Yeah, 8 o'clock. I can't remember the last time they had, you know.
Yeah. All right, we're rehooked up with Jack Jones. Jack, you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Oh, we've got you just fine, man. Hey, congratulations. That's okay. Being inducted into the Oakland Athletic Hall of Fame, that must have been pretty neat last night.
It was a tremendous honor, you know, going in there.
It kind of caught me off guard because I just graduated a couple months ago from University of Tennessee, and it's a real humbling experience, and really grateful that I was selected. It means a lot to me. Oakland holds a special place in my heart.
Hey, Jack, this is Coach Bubba Spears. You know, you just mentioned something that's real big with me and with coaches. You know, you went on to college. You played as a freshman. You played in nine games as a freshman, including a start. As a sophomore, played in nine games, including six starts. And then, of course, you had to give up the game. And I know that was tough. But here you are when you sign. And this is a great for your intestinal fortitude. You go on and you get your degree. And I know your parents are proud, but, you know, just tell us what, you know, the fight to keep you going and what you're doing these days with that degree.
You know, it's a big thing for me, but it was always expected from a young age. I was expected to not only be identified as a football player, but as a student. And my parents are real proud of me. I was really excited to get it done. And it's just, you know, University of Tennessee, even when I got injured and everything, you know, they stuck with me, and they made a pact to me, and they kept that. And I really respected that from them. I'm getting into the medical sales industry. Just kind of interviewing around. I had a surgery towards the end of, or right when I graduated on my knee, but now I'm just kind of on the interview roller coaster, and I got some things coming up I'm really excited about, but maybe I'll be able to let y'all know a little more in the upcoming weeks, but nothing's official yet. But I just been a really, really grateful to the University of Tennessee for sticking in there with me and honoring my scholarship. I think that says a lot about that university and the people that are, you know, behind the scenes running the show.
Jack Jones with us, Nissan of Cool Springs, Prep Legend of the Week, Oakland, and the University of Tennessee. And as mentioned, with the after it found out you had to leave football the way that UT stood behind you, I think it was, as you mentioned, Jack, a really neat deal. Craig?
Jack, let's talk about Friday nights at Oakland. You know, you always, and Bubba mentions this a lot, you know, these guys, they play college and they play in the pros, but they all go back and talk about those Friday night high school football games.
Yes, sir. It was, when I was talking to a local D&J writer, I told him, you know, I put some of my memories from high school, some games, some Friday nights right there with Florida and the Hail Mary versus Georgia, which, you know, growing up a Tennessee fan, those moments were huge for me. But there's nothing like being able to play with your buddy who's worked his tail off to, you know, earn a starting spot his senior year, and you've been playing with them since the Pee Wees and running up and down the field with those guys, man. I don't think it gets much better than that, and much more pure as far as the football goes. So, yeah, I would tell that to anybody, any college guy that's about to play college ball, or just a, you know, guy that loves high school football, soak it in. It's one of the purest forms of football, and I firmly believe that.
Well, Jack, and the way you've handled the tough news you had there right after, you know, in between your sophomore and junior year, I think sometimes what knocks you down makes you stronger when you get back up, and I think that's what we're seeing with you, Jack.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a firm believer. I think you know, when one door closes, another one opens, and God's always got a plan for you. So, you know, I grew up, it's hard, you know, even when it happens, when it doesn't happen on your terms, but having a great support base, my mom and dad and family, and, you know, trusting in him has made it a better and, you know, easier adjustment.
Well, Jack, admire you. Tell your dad I said hello, and you know, let us know what's going on, man. We really appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you so much for having me on, and go Patriots.
All right, go Patriots.
There you go. How about that?
Well, they're going.
Oh, they're going.
Oh, they're going.
As he said, hey, they are a force.
They are they the best team in the state?
Well, you know.
I mean, I'm not taking away classifications.
It would be hard for me to argue against that.
Chattanooga McCauley,
yeah,
is maybe the best team in Division II right now. You always look at that. because Brentwood Academy's down a little bit. Innsworth is battling, coming back. NBA certainly down a bit, but coming back. I guess you would look at Alcoa's and the Maryvilles,
yeah,
and those. And out of, what, Memphis,
Whitehaven.
Whitehaven, mm-hmm, maybe. So, but you could make an argument that Oakland's the best team in the state.
No doubt. You know, they are, you know, they finally got over the hump last year and won that 6A title. And they are, it doesn't look like they are going to stop until they get another gold football.
It's only one place you want to play Oakland. And that's for the title. Nobody else wants to play them for the guitar. I promise you that they want to play them for the title because they know they've had, you know, they got there and they've had a good year. And Oakland's a team to shoot for.
Yeah, beating Riverdale last night, 31-14. That's about their closest game this year, isn't it?
I think so
as well. Well, that's going to wrap up Prep Football Talk for Week 9. We'll be back in here next Friday morning. And remember, Innsworth, Friday night at Brentwood Academy. Huge region game there. We'll have that Jonathan Shaver and Dan Bradley, Adam Johnson, myself over there with that on Friday night. We'll be talking about it all week long as well. Coming up next, well, next at 10 o'clock, rather, it will be Johnny Ballpark Frank's Countdown to Kickoff Show. We've got Old Dominion WKU football this afternoon and Michigan Penn State football tonight. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend.